Morning. We are on page Nun Aleph, letter Lamed Daled. We read this Gemara last week, but we didn't explain it. We'll read it again. This will be challenging. So we have to.
In what respect?
As soon as we reread it, you'll see. You will want to ask questions, but what about this and what about that? And
challenge for me.
You're wrong. Okay. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Gidola Dea, Shinina Ben Shtei Otiot. Dea is great because it's given between two names of Hashem. We're going to read a lot of statements about Dea or Das before we come back and explain them. Okay, so Dea is great because it's given between two names of Hashem. Shemar Kikel Deot Hashem. Because Hashem is the God of Deos. So you have Kel on one side, Hashem on the other side, and in the middle you have Dea. Ram Rabbi Elazar, Gadol Mikdash Nitan Ben Shtei Otiot. The Mikdash is great because it's given between two names of Hashem. Shemar Pa'alta Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kornu Yedecha. Pasuk in Az Yashir, and you see the Mikdash is between two names of Hashem. Matkifla Rav Ada Karchina. So Rav Ada Karchina asks a question. Elamiata Dolan Nekama Shenitna Bein Shtei Otiot. So by that logic, Nekama must be great. Revenge, because it's given between two names of Hashem. Dichtiv Kel Nekamot Hashem. Kel Nekamot Fia. We say it's in davening every day. The nekama is between Kel and Hashem. Amarle lemilte hachinami said, indeed, this is so. Kideula, damar ula, shteho fayot halalu lama. Ula said, what are these two appearances? It says nekamot hofia, so it's plural. Achat lemidat tova, achat lemidat pornut. One for good, and one for bad. Marsha says, one, when Hashem takes revenge, it's good for the Jews and it's bad for the Goyim. So therefore, see, it's a very great thing. We explained last time the name Kel, the name of Hashem Kel, which is associated with nekama, with revenge, is nevertheless one of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. See, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, Hanun, and we explained last week, based on a Baal Shem Tov, how that is so. That's really an aside. Ram Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Shish Bo Deak Ilu Nivna Beit Midash V'Yamav. Any person who has Deya, says if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his day, Shezeni Tan Ben Shtei Otiot, Shezeni Tan Ben Shtei Otiot. So he's connecting his first two statements, that Deya is great because it's between two names of Hashem, and Mikdash is great because it's between two names of Hashem. And therefore, if somebody has Deya, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his day. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Deya La'Sof Mit Asher. Rabbi Elazar said, any person who has Deya in the end will become wealthy. Shinemar Uvedat Chadarim Yimalu Kolhon Yakar V'Naim. With Das, rooms will be filled up with all kinds of treasures. Vam Rabbi Elazar, page Nun Dalet now. Kol Adam She'en Bo Deya Asur L'Rachem Alav. If a person does not have Deya, it is forbidden to have compassion on him. Shenemar Ki Lo Am Binotu Al Kein Lo Yerachamenu Osehu V'Yotzor Lo Yuchunenu. It says that they are not an understanding nation, therefore their Creator will not have mercy on them. And if Hashem won't have mercy on them, we're supposed to emulate Hashem, so we should not have mercy on them. A person who doesn't have Deya, we have not defined that. Well, we will see. I told you it would be challenging. We will define a person who doesn't have Deya. If a person gives his bread to somebody who doesn't have Deya, suffering will come upon him. Shenemar lachmecha yasimu mazor tachtecha ein tvuna bo ve'ein mazor eli surin. Says that in place of your bread, there will be suffering. It will be mazor, and mazor is suffering. Shenemar v'yar Ephraim et cholyo v'yuda et mizoro. See that from that pasuk that mazor means suffering. And lastly, Amar Rav Elazar, kol adam she'ein bo de'a lasof goleh. Person who doesn't have de'a, in the end, will be exiled. Shenemar l'chein gala ami mibli da'at. As it says, my nation is exiled without das. So, those are statements about person who has de'a or doesn't have de'a. Person who has de'a, as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his day, and he will become wealthy. Person who doesn't have de'a, you're not allowed to have compassion on him. If you give him your bread, you will experience suffering, and he will go into exile. So what are we talking about here? So first of all, what are we not talking about here? So the Be'er Sheva says that a person who has de'a is a person who does not have de'a is a person who doesn't want to use de'a. Okay. The Marsha says, Havadai yesh l'rachim al kol ma'asav. Of course, should have compassion on all of Hashem's creations.
We finished reading inside.
Marsha says, of course you should have compassion on all of Hashem's creations. Shalobat lut suratan kfiya briya, as long as they have not destroyed their form, their image. Aval adam kivan shenivra b'dato v'sichlo, a person who was created with das, im ein lo dat, if he doesn't have das, harehu ma'abed surato, he has destroyed his own image, and therefore he's not one of Hashem's creations, and you should not have compassion on him. So what we see from Be'er Sheva and the Marsha, we are not talking about people who are not intelligent. We are not talking about people who are mentally impaired. Of course, you should have compassion on such people. We are talking about people who were created, who were born with das. Still, we haven't defined it. And they choose not to exercise their das. They have destroyed their tzelem Elokim. They have taken themselves out of the category of Hashem's creations. Hashem created them with das. They have abandoned das. They don't exercise das. And therefore, they're no longer Hashem's creations because they're not what Hashem made them. And we are only supposed to have compassion on Hashem's creations, not on things that aren't Hashem's creations. And therefore, okay, can't ask any questions yet because we haven't defined what we're talking about here.
Okay? Could you reread the beginning of what you read?
Marsha?
Yeah.
Havadai yesh rachim al kol ma'asav, shelo batlu tziratan kefi abriya. Certainly one should have compassion on all of Hashem's creations who have not destroyed their image that they were created with.
So implying that there should be compassion on animals.
Certainly you should have compassion on animals. It's an isser of Tzar Bali Chaim. Having compassion on animals doesn't mean not using them the way Hashem created. A person who is a vegetarian because he thinks he's more frum than God is an apikoros. God said, eat animals. God said, you're allowed to. God didn't say, we have to eat animals. God said, we're allowed to eat animals. Person who thinks he's not allowed to eat animals, not talking about high blood pressure, not talking about, you know, whatever. Talking about a person who, on moral grounds, won't eat animals. He's just an apikoros. Because the Torah says, allowed to eat animals. Yes, correct.
I've read a few times the whole journal of halacha.
Okay. A person,
if you don't like meat, that's fine.
A person has to have compassion on all of Hashem's creations as long as they have not destroyed their image as Hashem's creations. A person who voluntarily abandons das, still to be defined, keeping you in suspense, okay, he has thrown out his godly image. If he's thrown out his godly image, then we don't have compassion on him because he's not one of Hashem's creations. He's not what Hashem created.
Is that consequence momentary or for the rest of his life?
Well, once we know what Das is, then we'll know if you can fix it. So we'll see. The answer is yes, you could fix it. We'll see.
The implication also is that the animals can't. Don't have the ability to act like they did.
We're not talking, we're talking about a human being who has Das, who could have Das and chooses not to. That's who you should not have compassion on. Okay? Of course, you should have compassion on animals, you should have compassion on mentally impaired people, you should have compassion on children who don't have DOS, you should have compassion on people with Alzheimer's. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. No,
it's not. Let's see what we're talking about.
Right? The animals did not, they were straying from their chosen
That is straying. We're getting off on a tangent here. We're talking about people. Okay? We're talking about people. What is Das? What is Dea? So I will offer you one approach to understanding this Gemara. Not saying it's the only one. There are others. You can look in the Marsha. You can look in the Rashba and Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, or other approaches. I will offer you one approach. First Maral, and then Rav Volba, who I think is elaborating on what the Maral says. The Maral says that Dea is the knowledge of, Dea is not simply knowledge, not information. It is knowing the essence of things, knowing the true nature of things. Okay? And that is called wealth, because if you know the true nature of things, you know the essence of things, then you can use them. You can use them to create spiritual wealth, you can use them to create physical wealth. And therefore the Gemara says that a person who has Dea will become rich. On the other hand, Mara says that if a person doesn't have Dea, it is prohibited to have compassion on him, because what does it mean? What does it mean to know the true essence of things? Okay. It means to understand how, and this really is sort of what the Rashba in Brachos says. Hashem created the world with two names, with Elohim and with Hashem. B'yom, Bro Hashem Elohim, Shemayim V'aretz, Eretz Hashemayim. The Dea is between two names of Hashem, between Kel and Hashem. Okay. Understanding how the world is put together, understanding the essence of things is understanding how the world is put together. Understanding relationships, the relationship between Shemayim Ba'aretz, the relationship between spirituality and physicality. Okay? Understanding these relationships, understanding how to combine them and use them. Okay? A person who doesn't exercise this Das, who doesn't achieve this Das, again, talking about a person who's capable of it, so he is not forming the connections that he's supposed to form, the connections between Shamayim and Aretz, the connections between the spiritual and the material. And therefore, if he doesn't form connections, Mida Keneged Mida, we don't form connections with him. We don't have compassion on him. Okay? Fits in with the Marsha, what the Marsha said. He's not acting in the image in which Hashem created him. Hashem created us to join heaven and earth. To understand our world and act accordingly, not to be gurus on mountaintops who have no connection with the physical world, and not to be totally physical creations who have no connection with the spiritual world. Hashem created us to live a spiritual life in the physical world, to connect heaven and earth. Okay. The Samaral says, a person who doesn't make connections is not worthy of having connections, and therefore it is forbidden to have compassion on him. For the same reason, he will be exiled, because if he doesn't connect himself to the world, he doesn't have a place in the world. What is one of the names of Hashem is Makom. We refer to Hashem as the place. Okay? When we have our place in the world, then we are connected to Hashem. A person who doesn't connect to Hashem doesn't have a place in the world, therefore he will be exiled. Okay. There's a Maral. Revolba, I think, elaborates. He doesn't actually quote these Marals, but I think what I'm going to say from Revolba, I think, is an elaboration of these same ideas. So if you have any questions on that, or if it wasn't clear, hold it, and let's see if it becomes more clear. Okay. Revolba talks about this in two places that I know of. Alei Shur, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Peites, and in greater depth in an entire sefer that Revolba wrote called Pirkei Kinyan Das, Chapters on Acquiring Das. So first, let's do the short piece from Alei Shur, and then I will tell you what I took away from the sefer Pirkei Kinyan Das, my own understanding of it. Hopefully it's correct, and that will help us understand the Gemara. Says in Parsha Shmos, Vayhi bayamim arabim ahem, vayamot melech Mitzrayim. It was after many days, the king of Mitzrayim died. Vayanchu b'nei Yisrael min avodah vayizaku. B'nei Yisrael sighed because of the work, and they cried out, Vatal shavatam el Elohim min avodah. Their cries went up to Elohim from their slavery. Vayishma Elohim enakatam. Hashem heard their cries. Vayizkor Elohim et brito. Hashem remembered his covenant. Vayar Elohim b'nei Yisrael. Hashem saw b'nei Yisrael. Vayeda Elohim. And Hashem knew. Vayeda Elohim. Hashem had das. What does that mean, Hashem knew? Hashem knows everything. Okay. So what does it mean that Hashem heard their cries and Hashem knew? So Rashi says, Vayeda Elohim, Natan Alehem Lev, Hashem paid attention to them. Veloha Elim Einav, he did not turn away his eyes. Ramban elaborates on Rashi, quotes Rashi, and he says, V'nachon hu al derech hapshat. This is correct. Rashi's explanation is correct. Kivit chila, he steer paravihem. Before, Hashem was hiding his face from the Jewish people. Vayalechol, and therefore they were consumed by the nations. Vatash shamayelokim nakatam v'ra'otam. And now Hashem heard their cries, and he saw them. Lomar shloi steer panav od mehem. He did not hide his face from them anymore. Vayidat machovam, he knew their pain. V'chol hanasa lahem, he saw all that was being done to them. Okay. And then the Ramban says, Aval derech emet yesh b'katuv zeh sod gadol misir ha'Torah. There's a secret of the Torah here. Lamar ki Allah inyanam l'ma'or panav v'karavotam aladat, that the subject matter of the Jewish people, meaning their suffering, came up before the enlightenment of his face, of Hashem's face, and he brought them close to his das. That's what the Ramban says. So Revolba explains what the Ramban is saying, and the secret that the Ramban is telling us, which is another way really of just wording the pshat. Hashem knew the Jewish people were suffering in Egypt. Of course Hashem knew. Hashem knows everything. But Hashem, so to speak, wasn't paying attention. He was letting them suffer. He was ignoring them. His face was turned away from them. And then, Vayeda Elohim, Hashem knew. Hashem said, time to pay attention. Now, I'm going to turn my face toward them. I'm going to, so to speak, light up my face towards them. I'm going to look at what's going on, and I'm going to act on it. Okay. That is das, or dea, as in the words of our Gemara. Okay. Taking the information that you have, not pure intellect. Pure intellect is just information. You could know lots of information and not have das. Das is connecting information to action, to reality. It's Hashem. Hashem said, I've always had this information that the Jews are enslaved in Egypt. Now I'm going to do something about it. Now I'm going to pay attention. Now I'm going to act on it. We are expected to emulate Hashem. So for a person to have das means that for a person to pay attention, to take his knowledge and to act on it appropriately. Okay. That is what Revolva says in Ali Shur. In Pirkei Kinyan Das, the entire Sefer, is an elaboration of this idea. 78 pages. I will just tell you, without reading 78 pages inside, tell you what I have taken away from this Sefer.
Two seconds summary of that.
No, we have 15, 20 minutes. We'll see. Right. See how long it takes. Okay. As we already said, a person is a combination of shamayim va'aretz. A person is a combination of spirituality and physicality. The spirituality is reflected in intellect, in knowledge of Torah, knowledge of the world. That's all a reflection of spirituality. Physicality is reflected in emotions. It's a common theme in the Maral. Again, I don't recall that Revolva refers to Marals in this Sefer, but it seems to be built on it. The common theme in the Maral is that a person who acts on emotion is a physical person as opposed to a spiritual person. Das is not pure intellect, and it's not emotion. It's combining intellect and emotion. It's combining spiritual and physical to arrive at proper conclusions, proper actions. Of course, most importantly, because this is a Musar Sefer, it's to using these traits to look at oneself and arrive at proper Musar conclusions, to grow oneself. It Das reflects an awareness of one's surroundings. When a person is, just a geek, pure, person's just pure brains. Typically, such people are not really, don't have situational awareness. They don't act appropriately. And certainly a person who is purely emotional doesn't act appropriately. A person who goes with his instincts. And as Chazon Ish points out, incidentally, and the Sefer Emunah Bitachon of Chazon Ish, instincts very often are contrary to halacha. Our instincts are very often wrong. And people who go with their instincts, and he gives a simple example of there's a yeshiva in town, somebody, a better Rebbe comes, opens another yeshiva, steals all the students from the first yeshiva. Our instinct would be, you're trespassing, that's unjust. You took away his living. He was earning a living as a Rebbe, and you took away his living. That's wrong. Halacha says that when it comes to, there are halachas of competition. You're not allowed to open a butcher shop in certain situations that would take away the livelihood of another butcher shop. But when it comes to teaching Torah, okay, competition is good. And let the better Rebbe win, so to speak. So, but our instincts are, oh, terrible. I don't want to learn Torah from someone who would steal someone else's livelihood. That's wrong. Okay. And many, many, many situations, our instincts and our emotions are simply wrong. They're contrary to halacha. Okay. Das is neither intellect nor emotion. It's the joining of them. It's taking knowledge and taking your intellectual knowledge and making it relevant to you. The opposite of ratzon, what I want. This is what I want. Well, that's not das. Das is not what you want, but what should be. The in a sense, it's also common sense. Not, common sense isn't what people think. The first thing out of your brain, common sense is uncommon. Right? It's not a person's gut reaction. Das is the ability to differentiate between things, to be discriminating. Not all. For example, Gemara said, if a person doesn't have das, you're not allowed to have compassion on him. Well, first, your gut reaction when you read that Gemara is, what? You're supposed to have compassion on all of Hashem's creations. Okay. That question itself is a lack of das, because das is the ability to differentiate. Okay. And as Marsha said, yes, you're supposed to have compassion on all of Hashem's creations, but not everything that exists is one of Hashem's creations, because if Hashem, in a physical sense it is, but if a person throws away his godly image, he is no longer defined as one of Hashem's creations. And therefore, it's also to have compassion on him.
Okay? It's an extreme case, though. So most people probably have, depending upon the situation, different levels.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. Most people, again, we're not talking about people who are not capable. We're talking about every person on his level is capable of having das, but doesn't. And the reason I say that is, it's not me saying that. It's Bali Moser saying that. Most people, unfortunately, go through life without ever asking themselves even such basic questions as, why am I here? I'm talking about most frum people. Most people who do mitzvos, who go to shul, who keep Shabbos, who keep kosher, who keep mitzvos, they keep the Shulchan Aruch to the T. Okay? But they don't ask themselves, why am I here? Why was the world created? What's expected of me? That is a lack of das. Because the Bali Moser say so. B, it's my own humble observation of people I interact with. Okay, my own humble observation. Okay, I'm not saying never. I'm not saying never. I'm not saying that people never do that. But a person who doesn't, whether it's to study Musar from a Musar Sefer, or to set aside time, like to use Don's book to sit down and reflect. I recently came across a very nice, very similar to the thing that you created years ago, but this is actually a calendar, and for the whole year. And every day it has space to write down your reflections and also a checklist of things, because a person's supposed to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, an accounting every day. It's very hard because Yeah, first, before you can do accounting, you have to like, okay, what am I doing an accounting about? So this book actually has it, every day a checklist of common averos. Did I learn Torah today? Did I speak Lashon Hara today? Did I, you know, did I daven with Kavana today? Common things, and then there's space to write whatever other things you want to write. But it helps you do a cheshbon nefesh. A person, the typical person, unfortunately, okay, it does not spend time reflecting on a regular basis about the purpose, the meaning of life, and how he's doing in accomplishing the meaning of life. That is a person without das. Okay? The point is, does a person, before he acts, not only to do a cheshbon nefesh, but before a person acts, does he think? Or does a person simply go with his emotions, go with his instinct? Okay? As soon as a person commits himself to work on this, even though he's not doing it every second, and even though he's not consistent, but if his general direction is to work on this, he is a person with das. Okay? He's going to have ups and downs. He's going to slip. He's going to have better days. He's going to have worse days. He's going to have days when he doesn't work on himself at all. He's going to, but you are either a person who is, whose general direction is a commitment to work on yourself, or you're a person who isn't, whose general direction is not a commitment to work on yourself. Okay. The first person is a person with das. The second person is a person without das. Okay. He could become one, but a person who's going along, even if he's doing all of the mitzvahs perfectly, and he'll get reward. Of course, he'll be rewarded for that. Of course, but a person who is just going through life unaware of something of the obligation to think, to combine Shamayim v'aretz, to combine his intellect and his emotions, to ask himself before he does something, doesn't mean every time he's going to succeed in asking himself why, but to be aware of, Volba says elsewhere, okay, that as soon as a person, okay, even has in his thought process, what does Hashem want? That's already a very high level. Even though he's not always going to answer the, he's not always going to answer the question, but I don't mean what does Hashem want, what does Shulchan Aruch say? I don't mean that. Okay, I mean, the Ramban talks about Vasita Yashar Vatov, to do what's right. What do you mean to do what's right? Shulchan Aruch tells me what's right. No, Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell me everything that's right. Shulchan Aruch couldn't possibly address every situation. Ramban says, okay, a person has to look in the Torah, understand there is no mitzvah. The Torah doesn't say visit the sick. The Torah doesn't say bury the dead. It's something we talked about in the Chavetz Chaim class on Friday night. Okay. The Torah doesn't say do chesed. Nowhere in Torah does it say do chesed, bury the sick, bury the dead, visit the sick, and so on. Okay. The Torah says, Torah gives us examples. The Torah says v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, expects you to think about what that means. The Torah, the Medrash tells us Hashem visited Avram when he was sick. It's not a pasuk. It's a Medrash. From that, we can figure out what does Hashem want from us. That's Vasita Yashar Vato. Okay. So Revolva says that as soon as a person has that as a calculation, even if it doesn't lead to the right result all the time, but as soon as that's in the person's calculations, what does Hashem want from me? That's already a high level. Okay. And that's...
Yeah, I guess I was like... I've heard it in Shiur too, but it's like hard for me to imagine that somebody's like metaktek mitzvahs, following Shulchan Aruch, but is never thinking.
Oh, it's very common, extremely common. I heard.
I've heard it on Shiur too.
I mean, the ultimate. I heard a story yesterday. What was it? I don't remember. Revolva has a word for it. It's a word you've heard. It's called frumkeit. A person who... My son told me this story yesterday, day before. Today's Tuesday. I think he told it to me on Sunday. Rav Moshe Meiselman, Rosh Shiva, Yeshiva Toras Moshe in Yerushalayim. He's a great-grandson. He's a great-grandson of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker. The Briskers are known for being very machmir in everything. So he had some yeshiva bacharim over, and he was about to make kiddush, and he said, who wants to be yotzei with me? Who wants to make kiddush? So one boy said, I want to make my own kiddush. So Rav Meiselman made kiddush, and then he rinsed out the cup and he offered it to the boy. And the boy said, do you have a bigger cup? That looks too small. So first of all, the chutzpah to tell a Rosh Yeshiva in his own house that his cup is too small. Okay, that's one thing. But then, so Rav Meiselman says to him, this is the cup that I inherited from my great-grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker. He made kiddush with it. Okay. A yeshiva bachur who has the chutzpah to tell a Rosh Yeshiva in his own house that his great-grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker's kiddush cup is too small because I'm more frum than that. That is a person with no das. Zero das. Okay. And there are many people like that. I'm sorry to tell you. Okay. Very, very sorry. So why is it forbidden to have compassion on such a person? So Revolba says on page Chafei. Deya, as we said, deya is the ability to combine shamayim v'aretz, to combine knowledge and intellect. Okay. A person who doesn't guard that connection, that relationship between the spiritual and the physical, so he doesn't deserve to be guarded. He doesn't deserve to be protected. He doesn't deserve compassion. And he doesn't deserve bread. Okay? He doesn't use the physical world properly because he doesn't connect it to the spiritual world. He doesn't use the spiritual world properly because he doesn't connect it to the physical world. Okay? In a way that leads to service of Hashem. He doesn't do it at all. So he doesn't deserve bread, which is physical. He doesn't deserve compassion, which is spiritual. Why is a person who does have deya, like someone at the Beis HaMikdash was built in his day? Because the Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate meeting of heaven and earth. It's the ultimate meeting of the spiritual and the physical. And the Gemara in Brachos says that Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, says Hashem gave him Das, right? And he was able to combine the letters with which Hashem created the world. He was able to combine the physical and spiritual worlds to build the Mikdash. So that is a person who does have Deya. The takeaway from all of this is that what Ravoba and what Gemara and Bali Musar in general are telling us is that it's not enough, it's not enough to learn Torah and be smart, and I don't mean smart in the sense of an IQ. Again, we're not talking about people with low IQs. We're talking about a person who has capabilities, and he may use it to collect tons of information, but that's not serving Hashem, and that's not using the knowledge and in to make ourselves better servants of Hashem, in particular, through the tenets of Musar. That is the lesson. And again, they're not saying it's the only way to understand these Gemaras, but it ties them together and sheds some light on them in a way that's hopefully useful. Have a good day.